Well, hey there. Welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I am back, although I bet none of you really thought that I went anywhere. I didn't physically go anywhere. I just, as cheesy as it sounds, over the last couple of weeks, man, I emotionally went somewhere. Like, how are you guys all feeling? Because I've got to tell you, the last couple of weeks, they were heavy. Like, they were really, really heavy for me. So we have so much to talk about. There is so much that's ready to pour out of me on this podcast. Like, it's going to be completely unfiltered, a little bit raw, and who knows where it's honestly going to go. So bear with me. But before we begin, I just have to paint a visual of what I'm doing right now. So I am actually recording this from my bed. Yeah. I have the mic propped up on my lap with my laptop. I have the bedroom door shut because we are opening up in LA now. So my amazing cleaner is currently in the house doing a very deep clean. So I may get interrupted at any moment. You may hear the vacuum possibly turn on, but we're going to roll with it because it does lead me to one of the things that I do want to talk about today. So I will circle back to that. But I just thought maybe you guys would enjoy the fact that I'm living my best life right now in bed with an iced coffee. And I'm contemplating putting an eye mask on as I record this because, you know, we work from home. Why not make the most of it? So I wasn't even meant to record a solo episode today. This was not part of the plan. Is anyone experiencing a severe case of Mercury in retrograde? Do you guys even know what that means? Some of you might be like, what the heck are you talking about? But Mercury in retrograde is very real for me right now and for so many of my friends. So during times of Mercury in retrograde, it's something to do with the solar system. I will not get scientific or astrological. Is that even a word on here? But very often during Mercury, when Mercury is in retrograde, I should say, there are so many technical issues. So Matt, like my Wi-Fi completely took a break this week. My phone died. Both my phone chargers decided to die on the same day and then miraculously come back to life the next day. And then I was meant to record an epic podcast interview with a chief financial officer. We are going to do that next week because both our Wi-Fis did not want to play a game with the recording of that. So I'm here, I'm by myself, and I'm ready to ramble about getting back in alignment with your goals and your visions. Because I can sense from so many of you, and it was certainly the case for me, that there have been so many shifts happening on the planet. There have been so many emotions, some of them very heavy. We are somewhat coming out of what was 3 months of an unexpected global pandemic, and we've been safe at home or trying to stay safe at home for that period, and things are starting to wake back up. And, you know, there's just a lot going on. And so for me, the last couple of weeks, it brought up a lot within me. And I honestly had to go a little bit back into my shell. I wasn't showing up as extrovertedly on my platform as I could have been because honestly, I needed to take care of my own inner well-being. Because we cannot serve from the best possible place in this world, in our communities, in our family, in the global uprising that is currently happening. Like, we cannot serve from the best possible place if we are serving from a completely empty cup. So with all of the shifts and all of the energy that's been coming up, I really had to focus on some of the icky, uncomfortable stuff that was coming up in me. And I really went there and I really, really felt it. And I know so many of you have been feeling that too. Like, so many of you have been reaching out saying, I feel tired. I feel lethargic. I don't have anything to say right now. I need to unplug. I don't know how to show up on social media. I don't even want to show up on social media right now. And I'm like, honestly, you guys, I freaking get it. I really, really get it. But I feel like a brand new person today and this week. And I want to share with you some of my tips and tools of how I get realigned when I get knocked off kilter. Because look, we have to expect the unexpected. We can't always wake up, jump out of bed every single day and be so gung-ho about our goals and our visions and just be manifestation queens. Like, we're real human beings with real emotions and real shit going on. So, you know, it's okay. You're going to go through some heavy stuff. You're going to feel things. You're going to experience uncomfortable things. And that's okay. Like, that's part of the journey, you guys. But it's about having the strength and the awareness to get back into alignment when those things happen. So I'm going to share a little bit about my journey of doing that over the last few weeks and some of my top tips and tools that you can start implementing this week, starting even today while you're listening to this, to just recenter, reground, and realign. So firstly, you guys, with whatever you are feeling and whenever you are feeling it, you need to let yourself go there. That's my belief. I believe that when we're experiencing something or a deep sense of emotion or even tiredness and exhaustion, how many of you fall into the trap of thinking, let me just push that thing away. I don't want to look at that. I don't want to feel it. And you push it down and you push it down. Well, I believe that the more we push down our emotions or our feelings in the moment, the bigger they become and the more powerful they get over us, which can inevitably just lead to burnout or some kind of eruption that you do not want to experience. So you've got to be honest with yourself in the moment. Like, I had to be honest with myself over the last couple of weeks and be like, you know what? I am not in a show up boldly and brightly kind of energy right now. I'm really tired. I'm feeling some stuff that I've actually buried within me, and I got to get it out of my system. I've got to feel it. So tune in with yourself. Even with, let's say, tiredness, or if you're feeling sick, let's just take that as an example. I believe in fully allowing yourself to go there for a certain amount of time. So instead of pushing away the exhaustion or pushing away the emotion and waiting to get through it. I don't even know if you can do that. And just pushing it away. I'm like, you know what? Let me fully let myself go there for the next 24 to 48 hours. Like, really let myself rest. Really let myself cry. Really let myself indulge in that ice cream that I want right now, or let me pile my thoughts and emotions onto a piece of paper and journal on them and like really express them for myself. Because if I let myself fully go there, guess what happens? They shift so much more quickly than if we bury them deeply. So that's not even a tip. That's just like my first thought when it comes to stuff that you're experiencing. And this leads me into then one of my first tips, which is then be mindful of your beliefs around the actions that you're taking. Because your thoughts become beliefs and your beliefs become your reality. That is absolutely the truth for me anyway. And that is definitely what I teach in my coaching and the things that my clients experience. So do you believe that you are allowed to take a break? Or if you're being honest with yourself, do you say to yourself that just everything will fall apart if you do, or your business will stop, or money will stop flowing, and how dare you take a break? Is that something that if you're being really honest with, you are consciously or subconsciously telling yourself? Because that's not healthy. That is so, so not the environment that you want to create for yourself. That is not the business that you want to set up for yourself. Like, that is not sustainable, ladies. So I want you to lean into the belief that you have full permission to take a break. Because if you own your own business, or you're starting your own business, or you are your own boss, or that's a vision that you want to create for yourself, why the heck would you want to build a business that will not give you permission to take a break, will not give you permission to shut off? And ultimately, that's down to you. That's down to your decisions, and that's down to your beliefs. And you better make sure that your boss is a kind boss, because you are your own boss. So I want you to lean into the vision and the belief that you are supported and in financial flow at all times, even when you need a timeout, because it is not sustainable to always be pushing. And I know that my creativity and my extrovertedness and my bubbliness comes in like peaks and valleys, not in a like really unhealthy way. I just know that when I'm in launch mode and creativity mode. And I, like, for example, when I was launching the podcast or at the beginning of quarantine, where I like showed up in such a full-on way for my community and my clients, I was very much aware that, like, I'm not going to sustain that for 12 months of the year. No way. Because that's not healthy. And that's just not how our bodies or our emotions or our systems work. So you've got to be okay then, therefore, being able to slow down and trusting within every cell of your body that the universe or God, angels, universe, whatever you want to call your belief system, is still supporting you and that money is still in flow. And that means calming down your nervous system and rewiring whatever is in your nervous system that has told you that you have to always be go, 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 go. Because in the Western world, that's like a trap that we've been taught to fall into. I'm working consistently on allowing myself to feel safe in the slowing down too. And because I've worked so much on my money mindset, like, honestly, I can look at my business over the last couple of weeks where I did like switch off a little bit more and I wasn't in launch mode. I wasn't pushing. And you guys, money has still flowed into my business. The clients have still showed up. The clients show up whenever I want them to, whenever I am ready for them to do that. And that really has come down to my belief system. Check your beliefs. Check your beliefs. Uncover your beliefs. And take a, like, what's the right word? Like an inventory. That's the word I'm looking for, ladies. Inventory of how your beliefs are supporting you. And how they are supporting the business that you want to create sustainably for your life. That also leads me into a question that a lady in my community sent me over. And she asked me if I could talk about the guilt that so many of us feel when we're not constantly doing. Oof, I feel this one. It's something that I've definitely worked on and been through. And raise your hand if you're listening right now, wherever you are, if that's something that you've experienced or are experiencing right now. And I don't know about you, but is this more of a trap that we fall into as women, as multitaskers? I don't know. Like, I'm not defining the sexes right now and saying we're more this or more that, but by gosh, it's definitely a trap that I feel like so many of us as women fall into. Like, we have to constantly be on and we have to constantly be doing and we constantly have to be serving. And I think it ultimately comes down to the fact that really so many of us have been taught that our self-worth is determined by how much we are doing or how successful, I guess, we are. And also, I know that this was one of my money mindset beliefs. That when I was growing up, my dad worked really, really, really hard to support us. And so I had the belief that in order for me to do well and earn enough money, I would have to work extremely, extremely, extremely hard to do that. And that's a belief that I had to release in order to be able to create the sustainable business that I want to create that's based on my values and the kind of wife and future mother and all those things that I want to be moving forward so that I can still also lead a full life. So I think that if this is something that is tripping you up, if you do feel guilty whenever you slow down or if you think in your mind that you're not quote unquote doing enough, oh my God, which is probably so not true for anyone listening, then I'd really like you to look at where you may have learned that belief. Where did you learn? Was it society? Was it your family? Was it the media? Like, what was it that taught you that your self-worth is based on quote unquote doing enough? Because until you understand where and why that belief is there, then it's going to be really hard to shift it and counteract it. And awareness is always key. Like, anytime I'm working with a client, the first thing that we do whenever there's a belief or a thought or a block is get to the root of it. Because otherwise, it's like trying to put a band-aid or a plaster on a festering wound. You've got to heal the wound first, ladies. And the root of where that belief came from is normally the wound or the trauma or wherever that learned behavior came from. So if that's coming up for you right now, if you're feeling that you are not doing enough, or you've got to be doing more, or you've got to work harder in order to make this amount of money, and whatever that means for you, then again, let's do an inventory. Where did you learn that? Who taught you that? And is that belief serving you? Do you feel like it's truly serving the vision that you have for your life? And if it isn't, then girl, it's time to work on releasing that. And one of the two of the tools that I use for my clients, I'm a matrix reimprinting practitioner. So that is, oh my gosh, in like one session, we can clear out a belief like that by getting to the root of where it came from. And another one is tapping, or the emotional freedom technique. Both are amazing at quickly shifting an emotion, a thought, or a belief, and I usually use them both in one session. So DM me if you want to hear more about that, or go to my YouTube channel where I do have a few tapping videos for you to start using. So my second tip, and this is a really big one because it has helped me shift so much over the last few weeks, is reconnecting to your body. Yeah, your body, ladies. Because your body is literally your power source. It is the source of all your powers of manifestation, your intuition, just all things juicy and powerful. It lives within your body. And if you've been busy running on autopilot or in your head a lot, then it's very easy to neglect the source of all your power. And yet, it really, really is where all the magic happens. And I'm putting my hands up right now. You can't see me, but as I lay here on my bed, I'm putting my hands up and I am saying, like, I fell into that trap. I mean, look, we have been at home in quarantine for 3 months, you guys. Like, I work out 5 days a week. I go to a dance class, and that is the way that I like reconnect with my body. I ignite my passion. I shift anything that's stuck within me. And I have not been doing that. I really have not been doing that. I can't run. Like, my knees won't let me. So I haven't been able to run outside. All the gyms have been closed. It's just been like, it's just, you know, it's been a different kind of time. And I think that it caused me to keep some emotions and some stuff trapped in my body. And maybe completely, honestly, it kind of caused me to disconnect from all five of my chakras and from like my body. I've been neglecting my body, ladies. Have you guys been feeling that too? So this week, I booked in a session with Stevie Wright. My girl Stevie is amazing. Girl after my own heart. She's actually one of the people that I first interviewed on this podcast. So after you're done listening with this, make sure you go back and listen to her. But she is a breathwork practitioner. So I went over to her place and I did an amazing 2-hour session with her. Part of it was actually putting music on and dancing in a completely like just unabandoned way with my body. And that felt so good. And then the second part of it was some deep breath work. And I know you might be thinking, but I breathe every day. What's breath work? Well, it's this 3-part breath system that I do with Stevie, or I've done it before with other practitioners, but she's right around the corner from me. And so I've been going to her this year. And there's something about the way this 3-part breath system works that it gets you out of your head and completely into your body. And you kind of honestly go into sort of like a trance-like space. And it awakens this energy within your body so much that you can feel tingles all the way through it. It's so insane. It's so powerful. I cry through it. I laugh through it. I have major inspirational downloads through it. I have affirmations through it. And you just go to this different place. And let me tell you, when I walked out of her place, I felt like a new person. I felt lighter. I felt like the spring was back in my step. I felt like I was connected more to my sensuality and my energy source. So ladies, take some time to reconnect in whatever way that means to you. But you gotta, in order to reconnect, like you gotta really shake it up. Like I'm not just talking about running yourself a bath. Like I'm talking about putting on some badass music and dancing like you have never danced before. Like the badass goddess queen that you are. Or booking in a breathwork session or something that is going to create a shift within you that feels powerful. If you are feeling stagnant, if you are feeling stuck, like you got to be aware of when that's happening, and it's scary and it's vulnerable, but you got to put in the effort to get unstuck. And it is so, so worth it. So every morning since then, I've been listening to a specific playlist that gets me reconnected to my body. I've been dancing more, I've been moving more, and it really helps me. So maybe just adding that into your morning routine, because like you are a feminine goddess and you got to I believe that's where your powers of manifestation really lie. That's what makes us so powerful as women. So listen to some music that gets you connected to that. Whether it's Beyonce or some heavy metal, like I don't care what it is, but what gets you fired up in the morning? What if you just started your day with that? How much more in tune would you be? How much more vibrant would you feel? How much more attractive would you be to money or to your ideal clients? Try it, like really go and try it. I'm not crazy. And let me know how you get on with that tip. So my third tip is cleansing and clearing out. Because just think about it for a moment. Like, however many people are in your family or whether you live by yourself, it doesn't matter. But imagine you've all been at home and all your emotions and everything you've been feeling and everything you've been experiencing physically and emotionally is in the home right now because you've been at home. And it's very easy for energy to become stagnant and to become stuck. And we're now halfway through the year. Yes. Side note, like let's celebrate the fact we've made it officially through half of 2020. The most unexpected things have happened in 2020. And ladies, we are surviving it. We are thriving. We're doing it. We've got this. We're in the home stretch. But that means like getting ready for the summer and getting ready for the next 6 months and allowing new energy to flow in into your space for that to happen. So that's why like my cleaner is here. I have been focusing on cleansing and shifting the energy in my place, making sure that none of the toxic energy that has been outside in the world is in my home sanctuary. So really protecting my environment, getting rid of anything that makes it feel stuck in here, getting rid of old items, literally like cleaning out the cupboards, cleaning out the fridge, looking in my wardrobe and thinking where I can create more space and more energy. And then so grateful for my cleaner being here because like an extra deep clean for me feels amazing. And when she's left, I'm going to sage the whole place. I'm going to walk around with a sage stick or some Palo Santo and light candles. And I'm going to do some affirmations around my home. Like, thank you so much for all the positive energy that flows through this home. Thank you for the loving, protective bubble that protects us in this home. Thank you for all the money and financial abundance that flows through this home. Yeah, I literally do that. Like I literally go around the corners of my room, each corner, because I always think like maybe energy gets stuck in the corners and I cleanse it with the sage. And like, no joke, my husband has started doing it too. It's actually adorable. It's very, very cute. So I'm just like leading by example. So what do you guys need to do in your homes to just hit refresh? Or even in your own body, what do you need to do to hit a refresh button? It feels so good. I know a few of my clients are doing that this week, and it's just like creating space for new energy, like getting rid of the old stagnant energy and creating space for the new stuff to flow in. Okay, so I'm on my fourth tip. Told you today was going to be unfiltered. Oh, but this one's a juicy one. And I wonder how it's going to make you guys feel to talk about. But my fourth tip is saying yes to pleasure. And I'll get into detail about what I mean by that. But this is a really great way to realign with your abundance mindset, with the high vibrations that you need to embrace and embody in order to get to wherever it is that you want to be going, in order to manifest and create wealth and abundance and attract the goals and the visions that you have that I know you, like I know they're high vibe. Well, you got to start embodying the high vibe goddess that you are starting today. But I get it. Like we've all been knocked off kilter. I was knocked off kilter. I did not feel very high vibe and that's okay. Like you don't have to be high vibe 24/7. Gosh, like I have sweatpant days, trust me. But sometimes we get a little sick of the sweatpants and we got to just remind ourselves that we're freaking badass goddesses. So how can you start realigning by saying yes to little things that feel pleasurable and delicious and lovely and goddessy. So as I emerged from my little cocoon this week, one of the things that I was just like screaming out to do for myself is, instead of going to the grocery store and getting like the generic stuff that I would normally get, I treated myself. And this is something I really enjoy doing because of the state that it puts me in. I went to the local gourmet cheese and wine store, like the bodega. I think that's a very American term, but we call it a bodega down the road. My gosh, now I'm thinking that I just completely made up a word. But basically, the gourmet cheese and wine shop, and it is so lovely and yummy inside. Like, it's just got rows of French wines and French cheeses. And oh, side note for my English listeners, randomly, they were selling Aerobubble chocolate bars. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen those in America, I don't think, ever. Haven't had one since I was a kid. So that was really exciting too. But I went in there and I decided to step into my inner worthiness. And it's as simple as me buying freaking cheese and wine for myself. But I went in there and like, there's just something so different about going shopping or experiencing that in like a local shop, in a gourmet place, rather than the grocery store, which can be a little bit stressful at this moment in time. And I just enjoyed the pleasure of it, like picking out the, you know, the hand-picked olives and the special fig jam to go with my cheeses. And I talked to the guy about the rosé wine and my palate and what he suggested me buying. And there was just something about the experience that lifted me, that reminded me of who I am and what I'm worthy of doing. So I want you to start saying yes to pleasure, whatever that means to you. Like, I guess cheese and wine is one of my love languages. Let's get real. Tonight, my husband asked me out on a date, which is very, very cute. Don't get me wrong. He's not always cute, you guys. But when he is cute, he's very, very cute. And so tonight, I'm going to enjoy like having a glass of champagne and putting on a really nice dress and heels. Like, who? I haven't worn heels in so long. And I'm going to put some nice makeup on and just reaffirm my inner goddess and feel good about it now that we can go out and do more things at the moment. But that can begin within you. That doesn't mean having to spend money. That doesn't mean having to go to a restaurant or having to go out like and dress up. It means whatever it means to you. These are some things that I do on the regular to remind myself of the inner goddess and the pleasurable things that I enjoy in life. Like every single week, I buy myself long stem roses that sit in my office because they bring me joy. When I start my work day, I light a candle in my office and in my home because it makes it feel and smell really gorgeous and beautiful, and it sets the tone for the day. Gosh, what else do I do? Those are little things that I do, but they just light me up. What lights you up? What can you do for yourself to realign with your visions and your goals? Is it running a bubble bath, like a very decadent, beautiful bubble bath, and putting on a face mask and pouring a glass of champagne and eating strawberries at the same time? I mean, ladies, let's just give ourselves permission. Let's give ourselves permission to feel abundantly, vibrantly, healthily, gorgeously goddess-like. I just completely made all those words up, I think, but you get the vibe. Okay, and this brings me to one of my final tips, and that is about really truly like realigning with your goals and your passions and your visions, because we are halfway through the year. And my gosh, I read a meme the other day and it was really funny. It was something like, the worst investment that I made this year was buying a 2020 planner. Because I mean, come on, like so many unexpected things happened. I'm so grateful that my business continued to thrive, but you know, like things shifted and things have changed and we've had to be more malleable and maybe change directions a little bit. So maybe now that we're kind of what seems like shifting out of the heaviness of the pandemic, maybe it's a time, we are halfway through the year as well. So it's a time to maybe just sit with your visions and your goals. Like, what do you feel aligned with now creating for the next 6 months of the year? Because what you were aligned with creating when it was January is probably going to look very, very different to what you're aligned with creating now. And it's maybe a good time to go work on that vision board. maybe shift some things around or pop some new pictures up on there, or spend an hour with yourself and actually work out what your goals are and write them down and map them out and work backwards. So if you have a monetary goal that you want to have created by the end of the year, then work that out also logistically. How do you want to create that? Why do you want to create that? What purpose is creating that going to serve? And really feels like you have an aligned plan for it. So take that time out. It's not time out of your business. It's very valuable, valuable time spent in your business or on your business, I should say. And it's something that I'm doing with mostly all my clients right now, because it is time to realign with that vision and to realign with that purpose. And at the root of that, at the very root of that, should be your why. Why you want to create something and what purpose it serves you and what purpose it serves the world that you live in and the world that you want to create. So those are my top tips. Those are from the heart. It's what I am doing. It's what I've been creating and working on over the last week or so as I've come out of what has felt like quite a heavy period. And I would love to hear from you. So go ahead and DM me at girl_unfiltered and let me know which one of these like just really resonated with you, because I love hearing from you guys. And I also have a big favor and a big ask to make of you. Actually, no, it's not a big ask. It's something that would just mean the world to me. And it was my birthday at the beginning of the month, but there was so much going on in this world that it just didn't even feel aligned to talk about it, to be honest. But the biggest present that you could give me, or gift that you could give me right now, if this podcast resonated with you, is to go ahead and leave me a 5-star review and share how you feel while you're listening to the podcast, or what you love about the podcast, or what resonates with you. Because you guys, it makes such a big difference. And it helps me get this podcast into the hands of more women like you who need to hear these messages. And also because there's so much, honestly, there's so much work that goes on behind the scenes in getting these podcasts and these episodes recorded and ready for you. Like I have an assistant that's working almost every day on different elements of the podcast. I have an audio designer. I have all kinds of things going on behind the scenes. And the best thing that you could do for all of us, my team, myself included, is show your gratitude or your love for this podcast by leaving a review. And even one extra bonus step would be screenshotting that you're listening to this podcast and sharing it with your audience. That would mean so much to me. It lights me up when I see that. So, okay, I'm done rambling. I'm pretty sure you could hear the vacuum at some point during this. I'm gonna go have a shower and get ready for my date night. And I just want you guys to know, honestly, how much I love you, how grateful I am for you, how much we're in this together, and how much is possible for you. So I'm sending you lots of love. Hope you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week.